It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. Merry Christmas to all of you. Lou is back next week, I promise. Well, after the snow, I always shovel or snowblow a path to my grill, or my son does, and I am a year-round griller, and you should be too. And Kevin Coleman is our Weber Grill Ambassador, and he joins us this morning. Merry Christmas, Kev.
Merry Christmas, Dave. Thanks for having us on. What a great weekend we are going to be having.
Yes, absolutely. You know, you're going to head over to the Bears game and do some tailgating really right after we chat here. But you grilled and you tailgated last weekend for some pretty important people at the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, actually, we had a great opportunity Friday before the Packers game. We cooked for the whole offensive line, got those guys fed about 130 pounds of meat for about 20-some guys. So they ate us out of house and home, but they were well-fed, which is probably why we were so close to taking down the pack.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, today's going to be a rough one as well. And you know what's funny? I was looking online, like through StubHub, you know, tickets are several hundred dollars to get to one of these games. I think they're going for $15 because, A, cold, and it's Christmas Eve. That's a little tough to get an audience there.
It's going to be tough, but the thing I'm excited about is we're taking all of our kids down there, and it's like the level of, well, Daddy, I'm cold, right? Well, you're never going to be as cold as probably you are going to be today, and so that's going to give them a baseline for their whole lives. But that's bear weather, right?
That's right.
Why we live in Chicago.
That's exactly right.
We love the cold. We love grilling. We love cooking, and so this is going to be one of those epic days where we get to do both and then celebrate Christmas the next day.
Absolutely. What are you throwing? First of all, for the tailgating today, what are you throwing on the grill?
So we're going to do some breakfast first. We're going to have some pancakes. We're going to have some eggs. We're going to have some bacon and sausage. And then I'm going to be throwing down some Philly cheesesteak sandwiches with some really nice thinly sliced New York strip steak. We're going to have some peppers, some onions. We've got our beautiful Italian loaves. And so we're going to put all that together with some provolone cheese. And then we're going to go into the game, celebrate for a little bit. Not saying we're going to stay for the whole thing. I guess it depends on how well we play. But we're going to go down there and enjoy some time and really make some great memories on Christmas Eve.
Now, what are you in charge of for this weekend as far as Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? Are you grilling all weekend, or are you doing one or the other?
So we've already got some cooking taken care of. We've got some Chicago-style pizzas we did back on the 22nd. Today we're going to be throwing down just the New York, the strips, the Philly cheesesteak. Then we're going to do a little bit of Polish sausage and a Wrangler roast from Nobel's in New York. And then Sunday we're going to take it somewhat, you know, Christmas Day we're going to take it somewhat easy, just doing a simple prime rib, going to slice that up, a little bit of some, again, Polish sausage because we're Polish, and we're going to maybe have a little fish, and that's going to be it. Pretty simple.
So now let me ask you this, because I am a year-round griller, and I am being very serious that that's the first thing we do in the backyard is we shovel a path to the grill. But, you know, it's a little different grilling in especially frigid, cold temperatures. What kind of tips do you have than when people are grilling in the spring or the summer and maybe even the early fall for winter to make sure you're keeping that grill at the right temperature?
Yeah, it's a great question, Dave. And with the cold weather, a couple things. One, you want to make sure you never run out of fuel because it is so cold. Those units usually have a tendency to eat the fuel, right? It just, because it's so cold, it takes them a little bit longer to heat up. It also just to maintain temperatures. And so I want to make sure I got enough fuel. Second, I always make sure I use the Weber Connect because it's a smart grilling hub, right? So it tells you when your food is done. Also gives you the temperature readings of what you're cooking, and it monitors that throughout the cook. And so I don't have to be outside in the cold. I can be inside monitoring it from my phone and make it a little more efficient with everything else. Like you said, year-long griller, so I like to make sure we're shoveling a path, put the salt down where we are around the grills. I like to make sure I have at least two or three sets of barbecue tools for me because it's so easy to forget outside, inside, and so I keep a couple outside, keep a couple inside because I spend a little more time inside because I don't have to be right next to the grill with the Weber Connect. And then it's just more or less just enjoying time. I mean, food can cook a little bit longer in the cold weather.
Yeah, right.
Just because it is so cold. And so, you know, you always want to take into account that. And so if it's done early, it's fine. You can put it in the oven on keep warm, and it'll let it relax. You can put it in a dry cooler. The challenge with grilling in the wintertime is you want to be able to pull back a little bit. You don't want to push. If you're getting close to that feeding time and you're trying to increase the temperatures and trying to hit it hard, it's not going to come out with great products. So you're better off finishing it first, putting it in a dry cooler in your oven on keep warm so the meat relaxes, and you can keep it there for a while it's just so much easier to pull back than it is to push.
Now, we talk about using a lot of people use a grill as a grill, but I mean, you really do use it as an oven. So we've talked about your roast. You know, you obviously put turkeys on the grill. You can put your ham on the grill, too.
Oh, absolutely. Honey-baked ham. You get a beautiful spiral-cut ham. You get that on your grill. Get a little smoke flavor into it. Add that beautiful rub to it, or the sausage you're going to be doing. Most likely, I do a bourbon glaze. It's got some butter, bourbon, a little bit of brown sugar. That brings it all together. And all you're doing is warming it, right? And so that's, again, when you have, we've talked about the Weber Connect, but if you have a smart grilling hub or you have a monitor system, that the ham should come off about 145 degrees internal temperature. And so it helps. You're not cooking it all the way through because most likely it has been, but you're just trying to warm it up, bring a little bit more flavor into it, and then take it inside and slice it.
You know, last night we had our Polish Christmas Eve a day before Wigilia, and it's meatless, much like the Italian families do. And there's a salmon that we put on the grill. And I will tell you, then putting it in an oven or any place else, it's almost like an extra treat to have that in the backyard. Even though it was cold last night, it was great to have that on the grill. You can also do a lot of sides on the grill. Like, what do you suggest for like some good holiday sides today if you're going to fire up the grill? What could you throw on the grill?
Well, you bring up a great point. I think anytime you can put food on a grill, you get a smoke flavor to it. You get an aroma to it that you normally don't inside of your oven. And so salmon, a fantastic thing to do. You do that about 300 degrees, roast it till about 135 in the center. Comes out fantastic. Size-wise, you know, you've got beautiful mashed potatoes. You've got mac and cheese you can do. You've got green bean casseroles you can do. Stuffings come out so amazing. And the cool thing I love about doing that is, when I do, like, say, a sweet potato casserole, or I do mashed sweet potatoes or any of those sides, I put them on first for about the first half of the cook with nothing on top of them, right? So I want that smoke flavor to get on it. I want a little bit of color coming to it. And then I will foil it over so it cooks a little bit quicker. And then it also helps keep some of that moisture in the steam, and that could come out when you're cooking. And so putting a top over it about halfway through, you still get that great flavor, but it keeps some of that moisture inside.
You also do pies on the grill. So, I mean, dessert is just as awesome on the grill. You've got a brown bag apple pie you do regularly throughout the year.
Yeah, the brown paper bag pies are fantastic. You do your pumpkin, you do your apple, but you put them inside one of the grocery bags, indirect heat, obviously, so meaning no heat directly underneath what you're cooking. Put it inside there. You roast it like you normally would a pie. The browning and the color come out absolutely fantastic. And it's one of those little hacks that it just makes the biggest difference. When you do it without it and you do it with it, you never want to go back.
There's, of course, so many great Weber products that you should check out. There's also a Weber Traveler, as he's talking about tailgating, picnicking in the summer. And Kevin has a special Christmas gift for the seventh caller. We'll take 312-981-7200. You've got a Weber Traveler grill. Explain to folks what this is.
So this is a brand new grill that we came out with this year. And what's so fantastic about it is it has such a big cooking capacity. I mean, you can throw tons of stuff at it. We actually cooked for Jimmy Johnson down at the Daytona 500. It was a Rolex 24-hour cook. We cooked 30 straight hours for him and a bunch of guys, and we used three of these to cook on. And what's fantastic about it is it has a cart that you pull a lever, and the cart can automatically collapse down to the ground. It has two large wheels. It has a handle so you can pull it around. Then you basically, you're just pulling that same lever. You put your foot down, and it raises itself up. It's perfect for camping. It's for tailgating. I actually have one right next to one of my smoke fires because it's such a great grill for direct cooking that I can do all my steaks and my stuff on one, and I can smoke on the other. The other fantastic thing is I can smoke. I can do a prime rib, smoke it, and then I can transfer it over to the Weber Traveler, turn that thing up to high, sear it, get a great caramelization to it, and then take the stuff inside.
Very cool. So again, if you'd like to win a winner, if you'd like to win a Weber Traveler grill, 312-981-7200, and we will take the seventh caller. And by the way, it's going to take a little while, maybe about a month to get to you. It's not coming tomorrow. So stand by. You're going to get it. It's going to be fabulous. 312-981-7200. Kevin, always a pleasure, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Dave, thank you so much for having us on. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody out there. Thank the police, fire, everybody that takes care of us and keeps us safe, especially at holiday season, and we look forward to a great 2023.
Ditto, pal. All right, we'll talk soon.
We'll see ya.
All right, it's 720 WGN.